Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, depending on where you're on this present moment. This is Eric Castillo with another episode of the Infinite Talks podcast. And the reason I'm talking a little bit fast is because this is a very, very quick one, but I had to really drop one right now because I'm at the park. But as I was, before I got to the park, I got home from a long day at work. It's Friday, and I'm like, dude, I have this intuition to make an episode or to make a video on the reticular activating system. And so I was like, all right, I know what that is, but let me just make sure I know what I'm talking about. So I go on YouTube real quick and I put reticular activating system. And I was like, yes, that's what I was going to talk about anyways, which is really, I learned about it a few years ago, maybe off of Tony Robbins. I think it was a Tony Robbins video. And he was talking about the reticular activating system is that part of the brain that whenever you see, or whenever you somebody tells you, hey, have you seen that red car? You know, for example. And then all of a sudden you're like, yeah, I've seen red cars ever since you told me about that red car. I see red cars everywhere. So, or for another example, it's like whenever you say, like, I want to buy, or let's say you buy a brand new car. Sorry, that's my train of thought there. You buy a brand new Mercedes, a white Mercedes. And then all of a sudden, everywhere you go, it's like, dude, everybody has a white Mercedes now. Like, but before that, you couldn't see it, but now you see it everywhere. So I was going to make a video about that, and I'm not going to really talk about the reticular activating system right now, but I'm going to tell you what happened. So as I'm recording this 10-minute video on TikTok, I went on a good 10-minute like description of what the reticular activating system is and what it's good for and what it's bad for and how it can be used against us or in somewhere to create a positive movement for us. But as I recorded it, at the 10-minute mark, I stopped recording. It was at 9:54, 9:55. So I stopped recording. Like, I'm done. Let me save it and share it. As soon as I go into the saving mode, it just disappears. I was like, what did I do, bro? Like, damn. I was like, dude, these guys, they're censoring me, or like, it's just me malfunction. So I was like, all right, cool. Let me try it again. So I do it again. And I do another video, and as I'm doing my 10-minute video, it cuts me off at 1 minute. I was like, wait, did I not press the 10-minute recording option? And then so I go back, and I'm like, no, it says 10 minutes. Why is it cutting me off at 1 minute? So I was like, all right, I'll just do a 1-minute one, and I'll cut it down to 1 minute. Everything that I said into 1 minute. So I say everything in 1 minute, and I'm about to save it again. This is the third time. As I'm saving it, and I want to go back to listen to it one more time before I publish this video. There's no sound, bro. There's no sound on me talking about the reticular activating system. I was like, wait, three times? Like, this is kind of weird, man. Why would it not let me publish like this information? And but obviously, I know why. It's a very powerful information. If you learn what the reticular activating system is, then you are able to program your mind. And if you go to my last episode, you know that how important that is when you want to be the best version of yourself. So if you're able to program your mind on a subconscious level, then your reticular activating system will magnify those opportunities every single time you see that, you know, whatever you program your mind to look. Like, for example, I'm like, I'm going to be successful. I am successful. I am making a $10 million business. I am making a $10 billion industry. I am making a $10 billion business in an industry. You know, something like that. You know, I'm just making like simple examples. But imagine you say that and with conviction. So your reticular activating system is going to create the magnifying glass to see all those opportunities that are aligned with that mindset. Now, in contrast, if you have a negative outlook or negative subconscious programming, then your reticular activating system is going to pinpoint to all the negative things that you might see. For example, if you watch a television drama about murder and suicide or murder, homicide, your reticular activating system is going to be like, yo, you're feeling depressed during that time. You're feeling bad feelings. And now all you see in the news and all you see in your real life and your environment is going to be, oh, I remember that movie from the, your mind is going to tell you, oh, remember that movie you saw? Well, look, it is right here. It's right here in your reality now. Look, you're going to be pinpointing and magnifying all those opportunities that align with that subconscious frame of thinking. So now if you think about like when you consume the wrong information, like, oh, the economy is bad, the president got politics is crazy. So all of the things you read and you consume and your subconscious mind, and even consciously, now you're going to start seeing that in your reality. So now when you go to the store, you're like, man, look at these fucking eggs. Now they're high priced, inflation, bad economics, you know, like that. We have a bad president. Oh, shit. Like, look at all these negativity. Like, so your reticular activating system is going to magnify everything that's aligned with that mindset. So it's a very important tool that we have in our brain, and it's in the highest part of our neck. And it connects from the back all the way to our neck. It's a thin-like substance, like a nerve that connects, and it has all the functions for sleep, you know, and breathing and all that stuff. But the other parts that it does is it awakens the conscious mind to connect whatever's being fed to the subconscious mind. So I thought it was pretty weird that after I recorded these three different videos, it didn't allow me to publish. I was like, dude, that is crazy. So I'm gonna go back. And actually, for that one video that I recorded at the end, it let me publish it, but I had to do it a different way. So I recorded it and I said what I had to say. And then when I was about to publish, none of the sound was there. So I was like, wait, this is weird. So I went to the voiceover and then I re-recorded what I was saying. I recorded it again, but on the voiceover option. So I voiced over my own video with almost the same words that I used in the previous video, but in a 1 minute video. It didn't allow me to do the 10 minute version. So I was like, dude, imagine if these freaking websites or these social media apps have an algorithm to track down exactly what you're saying, especially the words and the phrases and the content that is against empowering the nation, right? Or empowering the people. So if it's information that, like, for example, this one, reticular activating system, whatever happens when the algorithm catches that phrase, is like, hey, watch out, red flag here. Since it's all automated and computerized, they can automatically send a firewall to stop that production of that content. You know what I mean? So, I mean, it's real easy to do that because it's censored by the algorithm, of what's being produced, more of the algorithm that they've been designing their software, right? Like, for this technology to exist, whoever wrote the algorithm and whoever wrote the software, they had to put in those parameters, especially if it's made by a foreign country or made by a powerful person that doesn't want to empower the people. They want to depower and take away the power from the people, right? So I was like, dude, maybe it's a theory, maybe not, I don't know, but I'm throwing it out there. And I just wanted to record that real quickly. And it's a quick episode and 9 minutes, but let me know what you think. Do you think this is possible? Or do you think it was just a human error right now that I wasn't able to produce it because I was messing up on my own part, which I normally don't. I normally, when I record, it's the same process every time, and I usually don't have these problems. So let me know what you think. We're not a brand. We're a frequency.